Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. It was the Lord's day, and I was worshipping in the Spirit. Suddenly, I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet blast. It said, "Write in a book everything you see, and send it to the seven churches in the cities of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." For many years after Jesus' earthly ministry, his followers continued to meet on Saturday, and those from a Jewish background maintained their attendance at the temple or the local synagogue. However, by the beginning of the second century, the special day for Christians had become Sunday, the first day of the week, and of course, the day of resurrection. John's reference here to the Lord's Day is the only time this expression is used in the Bible, and almost certainly refers to the practice of worshipping on a Sunday. The first manual of Christian worship and instruction was called the Didache, and it observed, quote, "On the Lord's Day we meet and break bread." Ignatius of Antioch described Christians as no longer living for the Sabbath, but for the Lord's Day. The practice of meeting on Sunday began in Asia Minor, which is roughly equivalent to modern-day Turkey, and that's where John was living. As John worshipped, God spoke to him and directed him very specifically to write to the seven churches nearby. Of course, God can speak to us at any time, but it's not surprising that he often speaks with special clarity on a Sunday, when we have set aside time to worship and listen to him. Specific messages, such as John heard, are not received all the time. Often we'll hear God speak words of general help and encouragement, but we should always be ready for whatever God wants to say to us, however new and surprising it might be. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you're a God who speaks to us. Help us to listen carefully to what you have to say. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.